USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis has announced he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He says he'll continue serving in Washington while he fights the disease and undergoes medical treatment. In 2015, he spoke at a bridge where he had been beaten by police years earlier.
A few innocent children are died. Some carrying only a bed roll, a few clutching a simple bag, a plain purse or backpack, were inspired to walk 50 dangerous miles from Selma to Montgomery.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban has agreed to a temporary nationwide ceasefire in order to allow the signing of a peace agreement with the U.S. The peace deal would let the Trump administration bring American troops home from Afghanistan and open the door to end America's longest war. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists are negotiating a prisoner swap. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Ukrainian government forces have been battling the separatists in eastern Ukraine for 5 years now. Russian news agencies reporting now that the two sides have started an all-for-all prisoner swap, in which all remaining prisoners would be sent home. The report says the Russian leader Vladimir Putin and the Ukrainian president made the swap agreement a few weeks ago when they met in Paris. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In a church near Fort Worth, Texas, armed congregants shot and killed a man who'd opened fire, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Two of the parishioners who were volunteers on the security force drew their weapons and took out the killer immediately, saving untold number of lives.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Those dangers include the flying corks from the Bumblebee traveling at about 55 miles an hour.
Being hit in the eye with a champagne cork traveling at that speed can do a lot of damage.
That is optometrist Dr. Amanda Helscher with the Key Whitman Eye Center of Dallas.
I want to make sure first if you're the opener that you're not directing it at anyone. I've also seen someone get hit in the eye with a champagne cork because they're getting in front of it because the cork is difficult to get off. So it's very important that you're directing a champagne cork far away from, you know, anyone that could be contacted, especially in their eye.
I'm John Clemens.
Tom Hanks is now a Greek citizen. USA's John Hunt has more.
The Grecian president signed an honorary naturalization order allowing the actor to claim citizenship. Hanks' wife, actress and producer Rita Wilson, is of Greek and Bulgarian ancestry, and the couple often spend their summer vacations on the Greek island of Antiparos. They've also produced a number of films in the country. Wilson and Hanks produced the 2002 comedic hit My Big Fat Greek Wedding and its sequel. Hanks was also the executive producer of the 2008 musical Mamma Mia and the 2009 comedy My Life in Ruins. Under Greek law, honorary naturalization may be granted to people who have provided exceptional services to the country or whose naturalization serves the public interest. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.